If you like what we're doing here at Anime Cherry Bomb, don't forget to leave a like. Also, subscribe to us on iTunes, Spotify, Anchor, SoundCloud, or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks.
Welcome to Anime Cherry Bomb, where we review all your favorite anime, and sometimes your least favorite anime. I'm the guy that loves tank tops, Jay, and with me is the guy who's advanced level cute, Aaron. How you doing, Aaron?
I'm doing pretty decent, Jay. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty easy week.
Yeah, actually. I mean, to be honest with you, I finished like half of it today, so it wasn't too hard.
Yeah, and I watched a bunch of it yesterday.
All right.
But I was watching throughout the week.
And what anime are we talking about, Jay?
The Clueless classic, My Clueless First Friend.
And I do have the synopsis ready. This comes over from, this comes to us from Crunchyroll. Our friends over there. A fifth grader, Nishimura, isn't too proud of her Grim Reaper moniker given by her bullying schoolmates. But the new kid loves it. The once lonely target of everyone's ridicule starts to get out of her shell with the help of her new cheerful yet airhead friend, Tadaka. Together, they'll embark on a sweet and touching journey of summer fun and friendship. Pretty much.
Yep. And then cuteness ensues.
Could have been, I'm the guy with the mustache t-shirt.
Yeah, everything had a mustache on it.
Man, you know, yeah, like, real quick, Jay, I kind of felt cheated. Because I was like, kind of whatever on this anime, right? Mm-hmm. When I had like a couple more episodes left. And then I saw the name of the last episode is like 10 years later, I think it's called.
Oh, yes, yes.
And so I was like, what? No, I got to see this now. I got to watch it to completion. And then, yeah, I was lied to. I was bamboozled.
Yeah, it was only a drawing.
Yeah, which was hella cute, though.
Yeah.
You see the glasses friends, what she drew herself as?
It's yeah,
really cute.
It was like a,
it's like a bunch of animals.
Animals, like she's like a vet.
Yeah, so cute. You know, then, what's funny enough, that character really reminds me of Yukari from Tagaki-san.
Mm-hmm.
She's like the same, like, almost the same hairstyle.
Same kind of hair, yeah.
Glasses character. And she's always talking about love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, there's another connection to Takagi-san.
Really?
With this anime, yeah. The voice actor of Mina from Takagi is the main girl.
Oh, is it? That's adorable.
Yeah. Yeah, super cute.
Gosh, I can't even imagine what it sounds like. Mm-hmm. And, because, like, that character is so, like, not, I guess she's kind of lazy, but not, like, shy. Be really interesting to go see.
It was super cute. She did a good job.
Yeah. That was really good, too. Really enjoyed it. Did, I don't know if they subtitled it the way that made it really cute. But did, Takata, did he have, like, weird exclamations to stuff?
Like what?
So, like, for an example, like, he'd be like, oh, noodles in the dub. It's, like, very funny. He had, like, different little exclamations that, like...
He had a couple.
...added to his character, and I thought it was really cute. especially to when, like, when you meet his mom, and his mom has the same, like, isms as he does. And it's, like, very adorable. Like, you can tell, like, I really love that kind of writing. Where, like, you can tell that's where his, like, cheery disposition comes from, is from his mom. Yeah, and his mom also talks the way that he talks.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's very cute. Because I don't think the sister does. Which makes sense, because she's older.
She's the straight character in the family.
It's so funny. Anyway, Jim.
All right.
You know what also would have been a good one real quick? Sorry, Jay.
But, like, go ahead.
With me is the guy who saw me kissing my girlfriend in the park. Aaron. That was really cute.
We haven't talked since.
Yeah, I haven't talked since. Oh, my God. Gosh dang it. Anyway, yeah, Jay, you got some facts for us?
Yes. So, My Clueless First Friend is a slice of life comedy anime released in 2023. There are 13 episodes. It's based on the manga by Taku Kawamura. And he's done other manga. I don't think anything else has been
adapted.
Has been adapted. But some of his work includes Oni-chan is Done For. I think he did the adaptation for Higurashi When They Cry Go. I don't know if the anime came first and then he did the manga for it, or maybe the other way around, but he's credited as the mangaka for it.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
And Kakagurui Kari, which is the four coma of Kakagurui. He also wrote that. Or did she. I'm not sure.
Did you look up, is this a four coma?
Oh, I did not look it up.
Okay, that's fine.
Let me see if I could.
I mean, it doesn't matter regardless. I was going to say, I feel like this anime would feel way better in a shorter format.
Yeah, it seemed like it was going to start off. It started off kind of like that.
Well, it started off kind of in a long format. That's why I was like, I don't know how this is going to go. And then there's some episodes that are like quick little gags. Yeah,
they have like three little episodes.
Yeah, and I would have preferred that probably over what we ended up got. But anyway, so yeah. Continue.
This was directed by Shigenori Kageyama, and he's directed other anime such as Dynamic Chord, Himawari, and its sequel, and Yamato 2520.
Oh, there you go. The spaceship?
Yes.
Space anime. The Straw Hat?
And then the studio is Studio Signpost, which is a subsidiary of Studio Parrot. And they've done anime such as Bezelbub, Survival Game Club, and an anime called Magical Girl Me. Have you ever heard of Magical Girl Me?
No.
It's from the plot, it's pretty interesting. So, like, I guess there's like this unpopular idol, right? She's in middle school. She finds out her mom is a magical girl, but she has back problems. So she makes her daughter the magical girl, right? And I guess she has a sidekick who's like a yakuza or something.
Mm-hmm.
Or a yakuza. And I guess all the bad guys are trying to steal her love interest, right?
What the fuck?
But every time she like transforms into her magical girl form, it's a manly dude.
Mm-hmm.
In a dress.
That's pretty funny, I guess.
And the guy that she likes the manly form.
Gosh dang it!
Yeah, so it's like there's like a bunch of like weird things about it. It's a comedy, I guess. But it sounds interesting. Came out in 2018, I think, the anime. Maybe we'll check that out. Let's see. This is licensed by Crunchyroll. Music is done by Toshio Masuda. And he's done music for a couple of animes that we've covered. One being Flint the Time Detective. And the other being Handmaid May.
Oh, wow. It's good that guy's getting work.
Yeah. And he also did some music for Naruto. Pretty cool. The opening theme is called Alcor to Polaris, and it's performed by Reina Kondo, who's the voice actor for Umi, which is the glasses girl.
Oh, there you go.
In the anime. And the ending song is it's called Kokorone, and it's by a band called Kitri. And the only other anime they've worked on is Komi Can't Communicate, and they've done the first ending song to that.
Oh, that's cool.
And as for cross-media, there's only the manga that this anime is based on so far. So, Aaron, do you have anything general you want to talk about? I know we already started with a little bit with general, but do you have anything else you want to talk about?
Yeah, but what did you think about the music, dude?
Oh, Music is pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty decent. I don't blame you for not bringing it up. It's all right. It's slice of life music.
Yeah. Even like the openings and endings are all right. Visually, they're really cool.
Right. But
I feel like, let me get a character list. Nishimura, I feel like in the beginning of the opening, she's like literally the Grim Reaper. Like, yeah. She's like, it looks like
the river Styx. Styx. Yeah. It's pretty cool. Pretty dope.
I know. And then here comes Takeda.
Good old Takeda. Cool dude.
With his broom, dark dancer or whatever it was called.
Generally speaking, this anime's okay, Jay. Those are kind of jumping the gun here.
I think it was very cute.
It was cute, but I mean,
it's actually exactly what I expected it to be.
we've talked about this a bunch of times. Like, anime like this, the joke has to be really strong.
Mm-hmm.
The joke or the characters have to be really strong. I don't think the joke or the characters are really strong. Like, the joke of, like, oh no, like,
he always, he's like, very clueless.
Yeah, he's like, oh yeah. Like, no, yeah, she is very cute.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, oh, look how she's blushing. She's blushing again.
Like, she's steaming now.
Like, it is cute. Like, it is very cute. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But I didn't really find it that entertaining myself.
Yeah. I get you on that. Like, after, like, I finished it and I was, like, thinking about it and stuff, like, the joke, they do, it gets used a lot.
And especially, I do like it, eventually it does fall off, the whole idea of, like, oh, little old me, like, oh, I'm not cute, I'm not, like, you don't want to hang out with me, I'm the Grim Reaper, like, all this stuff.
Yeah.
Like, that usually follows after him complimenting her. Mm-hmm. And I do like it does go away a little bit. It doesn't, it's not like the main focus of the jokes as it goes on.
Yeah, later on it's like, oh, what does he mean by, like, I'm super cute in this outfit or something?
She's super cute, though.
In all outfits.
Yeah, and then everyone else, whatever, like, the glasses friend, what was her name, Umi, you said, right?
Umi, yeah.
Umi. She's like, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So is Tank Top Kid. I like
the Tank Top Kid. I think he's hella cool.
Whatever. Like, that's a joke.
Like, draw your future self.
Tank Top.
He draws a tank top. It's so dumb.
Same thing for the, I wish we would have got, the one bully turned friend going to go see the cat and play with the cat.
Oh, yeah.
That was, like, really cute.
That never happened.
Yeah. She was like, oh, can I come to your house and meet the cat? I was like, oh, that's so cute.
Yeah. Can I get your contact info as well?
No. It's adorable. Also, man, talking about, like, great scenes in this anime, I really loved the egg scene when they're sharing the eggs on the field trip.
Oh, yeah.
And the dad finally sees. Yeah, it's so cute. I was like, oh. That one, like... warmed my cold, dead heart, Jay. It was really adorable. I was like, oh. And then also the sad part of, like, them calling her the Grim Reaper when she's like, oh, yeah, I killed my mom. Giving birth to me is what killed my mom. Or my mom died right after I was born. Yeah, close.
I don't think it was the birth itself. But
it could have been.
It could have been. It's never explicitly said, but...
yeah.
There is a shot of her, like,
greeting
she looked
baby.
Fine after. Yeah, she looked fine in the hospital bed.
Yeah, we didn't see Jay the 20 seconds after that picture. She just flatlined.
She had X's in her eyes.
But that was, I really liked that scene of she's like, oh yeah, like, my mom's dead. It's like not a really big deal.
Yeah.
She's like, I didn't even know her. Like, I didn't even get to meet her. But it's a very cute scene of when the dad is like talking to her about the mom, like, they're at the amusement park or whatever.
Yeah.
She has her, I don't know what, I really wish I would have figured that out. the significance of like the red balloon. I don't know if it was just artistic choice for that scene.
Might have been.
But like, yeah. But there's like in several of those scenes when he's like explaining, she's talking about, oh yeah, my grandma and my mom would explain, like there's like specific shots of that red balloon in all those shots. So I feel like I wanted to feel like what it was. It symbolized something, but I'd never put my finger on it. And again, it could not have been symbolizing anything. It was just a balloon, you know?
Maybe.
Trying to think, Jay. What was your favorite little, like, skit?
Skit? You know, it was very on the nose, but I really liked the whole ring situation.
No.
The ring
that he bought. That was cute. So yeah, I gave you the dark aura ring.
Mm-hmm.
Now it matches.
And how messed up that the bully girl didn't give the ring back.
Yeah, that is so mean. Well, I mean, to be fair, Jay, it is finders keepers, Jay. If that meant that much to him, he shouldn't have lost it, I guess.
I know, right?
and that's his fault. I really love kind of dipping into characters. I really love like his older sister. Takata's older sister.
Oh, yeah.
She's, like, very adorable. Like, so is the mom. The mom's really adorable. Like,
dotes on Nishimura.
Yeah. So is the mom's also really adorable.
I really want sweet sake. Me too.
I love that. She's like, I gotta be the responsible one. Give me some mochi. That whole family seems adorable. I really like them.
I really like that. That Takeda also like praises his big sister, like with like even like just mundane choices that she makes.
Oh, she's so cool! I love that. I love even with the friend. He was like, "Oh, the friend's so cool." She's like, when she hangs over, had the best time of my life. She has a
boyfriend. So yeah. Amazing!
Gosh dang it! She's going on a date.
No, wow,
that's really cute though. Of the hey, when we grow up, can I kiss you? That was really cute. As well.
What a and then later on, he realizes what he asked.
Man, like speaking of which, Jay, I really love, again, this is like a lot of the translation team I give my, you know, hat to, or tip my hat to. But a lot of times, the card calls Nishimura a cutie patootie. It happens more than once where he calls her a cutie patootie. Oh, you're such a cutie patootie. And then later on, again, like props to the writers or the translation team, but the mom calls her a cutie patootie as well.
No.
And I was like, oh, that's so cute. She's right.
That's pretty. And yeah, then, I know for sure they call her a cutie, but not a cutie patootie. A
cutie patootie.
So she's cute. Such a cutie, she could wear anything and be cute.
That's why I really love this dub, because they had a lot of fun with it.
It seems like there's a lot of personal touches on it.
Oh yeah, really really fun. Not a lot of there's like one or two dated slang in here, but that's whatever. I'm not gonna.
Was it like lit or something?
No, I forget something even more dumb. It's just like one of like a one word thing too. And I was like, oh, that's weird, because I was like, that probably won't hold in that lexicon, but that's fun.
There was one in that was really weird that I've never heard of. It's it was in the New Year's episode, and the tank top kid, like instead of saying Happy New Year, he just like said the initials like HNY. Oh. He's like HNY.
Ayo, for real. Happy New Year. Gosh dang it. HNY.
And it wasn't even like saying that. It was like, it sounded weird. I don't know what it was. Mm-hmm. But the subtitles were HNY.
That's pretty funny. Let me think. Anything else, General Jay, you want to bring up?
I don't know. I think that's about it.
Good dub overall. Really, really enjoyed it.
Good sub as well. Sub is really cute.
no out of place voices I can think of off the top of my head.
Yeah.
All right. Art and cinematography.
Art's pretty cute.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Pretty.
Kind of reminds me of Wandering Sun a little bit.
Yeah, like the washed out colors.
Yeah, there's a lot of white being used as highlights.
Right. Is that washed out? Is that the correct term? I don't know what that is.
I guess you could say that. I get what you mean.
Yeah. But like, especially like in the hair and stuff.
Yeah.
Man, my friend ruined Nishimura's design for me. Because he goes, oh yeah, she looks like Tomoko from Freakin' It's Not My... But it's your fault that I'm not popular? Wanamote?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Definitely. Yeah. She does look like that.
She's a very similar design, and it's pretty funny.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, there she is. Her with her scary eyes.
The alternate universe.
Man, Jay, real quick, another general thing. And I don't know if it hit your dad's senses, but it hit my, I don't know, paternal senses.
Future parent.
Yeah.
Future parent.
But the idea of her dad being like, well... You know, as parents, we can't go with them to school, but we have to, like, support them from the side.
Right.
And that's why he put, like, the eggs, extra eggs in there to...
So marinated she can eggs.
No. Tastes like ramen. You know
ramen. Something that... You know something that I wish we had here was field day. I want to go and see my son perform.
Some track and field day.
At school, yeah.
Do we not? There's... I know...
Is there... I don't remember my parents ever coming to anything.
I know. Not,
what is,
not
what that, is it called here?
I don't know what it's called here, but we had something in my elementary school where... it was sports day. There's literally like a day where all we did was do sports stuff with like kids of our class.
Man, I don't remember it. All I remember that we did was like a turkey trot for Thanksgiving and then parent-teacher conferences.
No, we did, we had, like, a tug of war, we had, like, a bunch of stuff, it was pretty funny, yeah. We had, like...
I remember having a tug of war, but I don't remember...
Yeah, we had, like, a tug of war, we had... I don't know if parents were there, but... We did almost all the things in that, but... All of the,
I was about to say, you did the giant ball roll?
Yeah, exactly. We threw the balls in the net. We did a cavalry battle.
Dang.
No, we did a... Yeah, it was like sport... I don't know if it was called sports day, but that's what it was. Like, the whole day was just, like, being outside and doing stuff with other classes. And then there was, like, running. They did, like... They did, like, relay races as well.
I remember that in like middle school, like relay races and stuff.
Yeah, we had again, like I said, tug of war. We had a bunch of different stuff. It was pretty cool. We had I think it was in elementary school, but in sixth grade, which is elementary school. We also had like a trivia contest part of that day too.
Mm.
Yeah, we had, like it was a whole like a whole day thing. It was pretty cool. For getting the weird middle school things, Jay, did you guys ever do Jump Rope for Heart? You remember
no,
that?
No, it doesn't sound familiar.
Jump Rope for Heart was a program that it was like one of those active things.
Oh, okay.
Where you got people to sponsor you to jump rope.
Oh, okay.
Essentially, yeah. So it was like a jump rope.
Solo jump roping?
It was solo. There was like double dutch as well. You could do.
Did a yo-yo guy come to your school to do a demo?
I think so. Yeah. Yo-yo. There was a magic guy had magic stuff. I don't know.
I remember the yo-yo guy. I don't remember magic.
Magic guy. Yeah. Anyway, there's probably some other
events that you guys did.
No, I mean like. There's probably more, to that than just, like, a guy with magic, you know?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
He was like, oh, yeah, and kids don't do drugs or something like that, probably. The real magic is in sobriety, probably.
Think we're going way off track on this one.
Yeah. Anyway, Jay, any cinematography? Well,
Man,
actually, real quick, what was your favorite Nishimura dress?
Nishimura dress,
Yeah.
the yukata.
I really like the blue sailor suit one. That was adorable. It was like the blue sailor suit with like the baby blue
Right.
details on it. It was like very, very cute. But they made fun of her for it. I was like, how dare you guys? She's super cute.
Yeah.
She's the cutest girl in that class too. How dare? How dare they?
I know, right?
Gosh dang it. Like just looking at like her group of friends, she's definitely like the cutest in her group of friends.
Yeah. She definitely has like more of a sense of style
I
because like everybody
know.
else wears the same thing.
Gosh dang it. It's so weird that like in elementary school they can basically wear what they want, and then but they when they get to middle and high school they have to wear uniforms.
Yeah.
Such a weird detail. Anyway.
Here it's like the opposite. Kids wear uniforms, and then once you get to high school, you get to wear whatever you want.
Yeah.
Well, there
It's
are
dependent.
restrictions, but
Yeah. Can't wear FU. Can't wear vulgar language.
can't wear anything with like suggestive stuff like alcohol or you can't wear like gang-related colors.
What? I can't wear my blue bandana everywhere, Jim. On the left side, Jim. Just like Snoop Dogg. Just like Snoop taught me,
It's like
Jim.
Snoop Dogg, just like he said in
Just
that
like
song.
in that song, damn it. Any cinematography, Jay? Let me try to get back in the.
There's some like eye reflections that were really good.
All right.
Other than that,
And
I'm
then not
think there
really,
was like
right?
nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, characters.
Characters. So, what do you think of Nishimura?
She's adorable.
She's a cutie patootie.
She is a cutie patootie. I really like her.
What about Takeda?
He is also a cutie patootie. They're really cute together. I already love people are like, man, these guys are dating. Just date already.
I know. You
Reminds
know
me.
what's funny is like when they were talking about like the kissing thing on the balcony, I was like, they're too young, this can't happen.
You know, one of my
I was in dad
favorite.
mode, right?
I
I
know.
was in dad mode.
You're like, yeah, I agree with your dad. And he was like, oh yeah, you're her, just her friend and nothing else, right? Nothing else scary. I love how everyone else sees like the grandma's like, oh yeah.
Know what's a weird thing is with the dad is at the end of the anime, he's like holding both of them while they're going to school. I was like, why are you
No.
holding
Make sure they
Takeda?
don't fucking touch my daughter.
Don't touch my daughter.
Don't touch my
I heard
daughter.
you've been holding hands.
How dare
Stop
you?
that.
Stop that. You're not old enough to be holding hands. How
Not
dare.
old enough to ask about horoscopes either.
How dare you? God damn it. Jay, what's your horoscope today? Did you see?
No, I did not.
Not me neither. Anyway.
Crazy that they're on TV for them, right?
Yeah, it's just like a thing. Same thing.
Is it just with their astrological sign only?
I guess even like the you can get blood type too, right?
Oh yeah, that's a big thing over there.
Your blood type. I don't know if you can do readings on blood type or there is. It probably is, but whatever. You want to know a fun fact about astrology, Jay?
What's that?
Since we're on this topic, I guess. Apparently, because I don't know crap about astrology.
Okay.
But apparently me and my girlfriend are like one of the perfect astrology matches.
Oh, really? Oh, like
Yeah.
okay.
We're a Cancer and a Scorpio.
Oh yeah, because you guys are both water signs.
Yeah, I guess that's like a very it's like I guess it's like really rare to have like a perfect match or whatever. There's only like a couple, a few of them that are like
You know,
really good.
you can even like go deeper and like one of my coworkers at my work, has like an astrology book,
mm-hmm.
and you could like look up your birthday and see if like her birthday is on there somewhere, like as like a soulmate or like
really
love and romance. Yeah, pretty cool.
It's pretty neat. Mm-hmm. That'd be super weird.
If it, like, yeah, I don't up. Think me and my wife are anywhere gosh, together.
What do you guys?
Yeah.
What are you guys? What's your signs?
I'm a Pisces and Nancy is a Taurus.
No, oh, there you go.
Yeah. You know what's funny is I was telling one of my coworkers that Nancy's a Taurus uh-huh. and that she used to play soccer. And she was like, oh, that makes sense because she's a Taurus. She kicks.
She kicks? What the heck? That's so funny. Yeah, she headbutts. Because
a Taurus is a bull.
Yeah, she headbutts as a bull. She bucks. Gosh dang it. Who's next, Jim?
Hino, Tank Top Kid.
Tank Top Kid. He's
I love him.
He has a tank top.
He's my favorite third party character.
I'm sorry I'm late. I'm not used to my sleeves. Gosh dang it. Alright, whatever. Man, why didn't we get the zoo date? That would have been cool.
I know, right?
Dang.
And then he left early even to go hang out with Umi.
What was the last anime you watched with the zoo date?
Was
it Nagataro?
Yes, it was. It was a drawing date.
They
went to go draw animals.
I went to go draw the elephant. And she was like, ah, look at this stupid elephant.
Yeah.
I like that one. Aww.
And then that angry couple.
Yeah. She was like, the dumb elephant. Who drew this one?
Oh, yeah. It's yeah.
like, oh, it was me. Get out of here. And then she's like, oh, draw. I forget what they asked him to draw at the end, but she ended up drawing the dude, Senpai. Mm-hmm. It was pretty cute. Wait, did she draw Senpai or did he draw her?
Oh, man, I don't remember.
I think she drew him. I believe. Adorable. I think he drew her earlier, I want to say. He drew her drawing. Anyway, enough about better anime, Jay. Who's next?
Umi.
Glasses girl. Yeah, glasses girl. She's adorable. I like how her and Tank Top Kid are dating. She has a crush on Tank Top Kid.
Yep.
That's adorable.
And then there's Takeda's mom.
She's super cool.
Mm-hmm.
Takeda's
and
sister.
And then there's Kasahara, the bully girl.
She's cool. God, who does she remind me of? Damn it. She reminds me of another kind of like bully character.
Bully Tsundere?
I can't remember off the top of my head. Another like kid anime too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I can't remember. I can't remember who it was. We don't even cover like
When They Cry.
And we don't even cover we don't even cover like a lot of kid anime like that or animes that have kids in them.
Mhm.
Cuz I don't think it was no way it's Takagi.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember. But anyway.
Yeah, there's no bullies in Takagi.
No, I mean
I don't think.
There's one bully, Jay. Her name is Takagi. It's in the name.
No, she's teasing, not bullying.
It's completely different. Yeah, she's
And
she's
then
cool.
there's And then what about Kitagawa, the bully boy? The one
Man.
With the scorpion.
The scorpion
I'm the guy in the scorpion gang.
I like the symbol of the scorpion gang. It looked pretty cool.
Yeah. They're enemies with the lizard gang.
The lizard gang. Should have been the lizard lads.
Mm-hmm.
That'd been really cool. The scorpion and then, kings they're... and the lizard lads.
I'm the Knights of Kissy Kaede.
The Knights of Kissy Kaede, exactly. Oh, speaking of which, Jay, guess what I'm picking? No, just kidding.
No way.
That'd be a long time coming. They've been pretty. It's next week. Anyway,
it's on my list. I think about it every now and then to pick it.
Yo, me too. Actually, You want to know something really funny? Sorry that we're getting super off track again, Jay.
What's that?
I think I literally, before we decided something, before we decided One Piece, I think, for the beginning of August, I literally set a reminder to pick Shuffle.
Dang.
I was like, pick Shuffle this day. And then when it, because we had the shift recording around for that week, they popped up and I was like, oh, I'm supposed to pick Shuffle.
Or doing One Piece.
We're doing One Piece again. No, we'll put, I think I'll make it a, oh, you know what? We'll talk about it in a little bit here. Anyway, sorry, Jay. Anyway, any final thoughts, Jay, before we get into the wrap up?
I enjoyed this anime. Yeah, I really liked it.
It's decent. I was alright. All right. Accessibility, Jay. Anybody can watch it.
Yep.
Nothing too crazy. I mean, if you're adverse to bullying, I guess. But do a pretty good job of deflecting it.
Yeah, and it's flipping it around to make it a compliment.
Yeah, it's not really like anything too crazy, but who knows?
Mm-hmm.
And then you can watch this on Crunchyroll, dub and sub.
Yep.
Rewatchability? I'm fine.
I like it. I'd probably watch it again.
What do you want from season 2, Jay?
I want them to be older.
Nah, that'd be nice. Give me a... Age them up a little bit.
10 years?
Yeah. They go to the sand. They go, let's go to a field trip to Takagi's island.
I know, right? Let's go to Kyoto.
Let's go to Kyoto. I want to go meet Takagi-san and... Nishikata. What is weird is Nishimura and Nishikata. That's pretty funny.
Yeah. I noticed that too. It's like similar names, but it's like the reverse.
Yeah.
Oh,
right. But she's still getting embarrassed. She's pretty funny.
Yep.
Good old always blushing.
Mm-hmm. Pretty good.
All right, Jay. What's your final verdict?
All right. I give this. I recommend. I like this, it.
Recommend. It's fine. All right, Jay. Now that we've complimented each other enough, what?
I'm the Grim Reaper, and you have the broom that I use, the Dark Dancer.
Are you ready for next week?
Yes. What do you got?
Okay, Jay. Well, I'm gonna do some blasphemy here, Jay.
You're picking an anime you said you'd never pick.
I'm returning to a series, Jay.
What?
That we have covered before.
Is it on my list?
No, which is funny enough.
Whoa.
It's a series we've covered before, but not... I mean, we're actively covering, I guess, still. But anyway,
okay.
Going back... Not too far back. But we're going back to Gundam, Jay.
No way!
But we're not watching Double Zero.
Gundam 00.
Yeah. We are watching Gundam, The Witch from Mercury.
Ah, okay. Is this the newer one?
Yes, this is the newest Gundam series.
Oh, wow.
So.
Okay, cool.
A little background to it. This ain't your grandpa's Gundam, Jay. They wanted to create a Gundam for the new generation.
Wow.
That's the gimmick to this anime. Okay. They try to make a Gundam appeal. So
mass appeal? So no military then, I'm assuming.
Well, there's a military school, Jay.
Oh.
There's a military school, so.
Is it a high school?
I think so. There's a bunch of Moe girls and Gundams, Jay. I'm pretty excited.
Mm-hmm. I like that kid. Or I like that boy. Fight me for him. I'll grab my Gundam.
Yeah, so I hear like the beginning part of it is kind of like, you know, anime as hell. Okay. With like some dark stuff in there. But then as it goes on, it starts getting darker.
Oh, so it starts off with the main guy falling down the stairs onto the girl that he liked.
Main girl, Jay. Also fun. Oh, I should mention that, Jay. It's the first Gundam series to feature a female protagonist.
Oh, hell yeah. Super cool.
Yeah, so pretty dope. Pretty cool.
Is she rich?
I don't know. I know her name is something. She's brown. She's kind of, she's tan, has red hair. She looks really cool.
Wow.
Her love interest. I'm excited. Also really cool.
After this, I'm going to pick Gundam 00 Season 2.
Just to finish it off. That's what I was thinking. I was like, man, I'm evoking Gundam 00 by picking Wish for Mercury. But pretty excited
to check this out. Is this just one season?
Yeah, 24 episodes. One season.
Okay.
So we'll get it done here. Dub and sub on Crunchyroll. Cool enough.
Nice.
There was controversy in here, Jay. I want to see if you can guess what it was.
Okay. I'll have to.
There was some major controversy.
Is it because of like something within the Gundam universe or just general something controversy?
Happened. This general controversy.
Oh, okay.
I don't think you're going to be able to get it, but I will tell you next week.
No, the controversy is there's no Haru. No Haru, the robot.
No. No, actually there is. I don't think it's theirs though. It's it's a side character's little robot. Anyway. No, there was like a big Bandit did some no-nos here, and we'll talk about it next week.
All right.
And if you're excited.
What year did this come out?
Huh? What? This. What
year? This year?
I think the second half came out this year. I think it just finished in the spring. And this is probably going to be up for Anime of the Year this year, so we'll.
Wow.
We'll see. And if you're excited to hear a review on Gundam, Wish for Mercury. Or you liked our review on My Clueless Best Friend. Or My Clueless First Friend.
My Clueless First Friend.
My first Clueless Friend. My Clueless First Friend. Right. Yeah, My Clueless First Friend. Anyway, go ahead. Leave us a like. Leave us a follow. I was like, I can't even remember. Subscribe to us on all your major podcasting platforms. Follow us on Instagram. Email us email us at anime. Why am I anime so bad? Bomb. Yes, thank you, Jay. Email us at animecherrybomb.com. I don't know why I always say at. That's not how that works.
At you got Star Wars on the mind.
I know, but I think I've always said at for some dumb reason. Yeah, at animecherrybomb at yahoo.com. And with that, everybody, until the next one.
Everybody stay being cutie patootie. Egao ga futoku.